Winter, created by Opal Song. Fandom Gundam Wing. YouTuber AU. Wu Fei began his channel as a place where he could talk about classical Chinese literature and peace. Read, where Marin would stop heckling him every time he tried to talk about it. He did one video about the current Chinese historical drama and losing his shit over how inaccurate it was, and his channel blew up. He complains incessantly about how this is a waste of his master's degree, but he doesn't stop yelling at his camera once a week and precisely editing all of the footage. Troa has a channel that possibly started as a circus arts channel where he'd post performances with his sister. But by the time he's a big-time YouTuber, it's a channel that reinvents itself every year or so. He switches focus completely, from circus arts to makeup to animal husbandry to an expose on child mercenaries. You name it, he's probably spent a couple of months on it. Followers stay subscribed because who knows what he's going to do next, and whatever it is, he'll be there to drop all the knowledge on you in his super calm voice. Katra is the kind of YouTuber who gets the name Influencer. He is huge. No one knows exactly what he does specifically because he's big enough not to need a niche. There are rumors of how he must be a terrible person and bankrolled by rich people, but he openly admits that he was able to start his channel because his family, very wealthy, supported him, and no one can find dirt on him. He gives a lot of business advice for small businesses / self-employment. He also does weekly giveaways and donation dumps. Hero's channel absolutely looks like someone who'd be an alt-right gateway. He's big because anyone who has ever Googled how to computer thing has been linked to one of his videos. He's pedantic enough to explain the tiniest of details, like, go to the menu. The symbol used in this program is 3 vertical dots. Close-up picture. Page right 3 times. And at the same time, his videos are fanatically divided up and skippable, and have tables of content, so if you want to skip, it's easy as breathing. Then, once a month, he comes out with a breakdown of a weapon. He covers everything, from rock slings, their construction and historical significance and physics, to as-of-yet-unreleased guns that the USA Department of Defense has just finished developing. He somehow gets blueprints and makes himself one and breaks down how it works and how it handles and what situations it should be used for. And yet, in AMAs, he talks in his mostly monotone voice about the rights of women and the need for peaceful and violent protests. Once in a blue moon, his roommate, Relina, will come on the channel, and they debate political policy. Duo's ostensibly a horror movie reviewer, but he's into a lot of different things. Horror games and shows, all sorts of queer and disability content, too. He cashed in on the Twilight craze like no one's business. He's dynamic and does random videos about makeup and hair looks and cosplay. He always wears a priest collar, and there are debates whether he's actually a priest or not. Then the Chinese historical drama Winter explodes onto the scene, and all 5 of them are invited onto a panel about it at whatever huge YouTube convention is happening. Sally Poe is the moderator, and she, well, she tries. Wu Fei and Duo get into multiple screaming matches about themes and about if sometimes abandoning historical accuracy in favor of strengthening the show thematically, in this case, enhancing the horror element, is ever okay. This is broken up by Sally asking Hero about the rare historical weapon that played a key role in the show. Wu Fei admitted that he wasn't the most well-versed in weaponry, and Hiro pulled out an actual replica of the weapon that he forged himself. Troa got to talk about winter wilderness survival, which was his current focus, and the trip he'd taken recently that was pretty similar to the show. Catra spoke about the director and actors and other people involved, their interpretations of scenes and how they interpreted the source material. He'd taken a trip to China following the release of the show and managed to catch one of the cast tour dates and interviewed a bunch of people involved with it. The video of the panel goes viral. The end. Created for Kane.